Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Today, the January 6th committee will hear from then-President Trump's acting attorney general during the riot at the U.S. Capitol, Jeffrey Rosen. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
This month's final hearing is expected to highlight testimony from former Justice Department officials about Trump's proposals to reject the election results. The select committee investigating the Capitol riot plans to continue its public hearings into next month. Committee Chair Mississippi's Benny Thompson says a lot of information has been coming in, including new documentary film footage of Trump's final months in office. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Many Americans are ditching the car, riding their bikes, or carpooling to get to work as gas prices remain high. Gas is $4.94 a gallon this morning. Why is it so high? We ask Chief Economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
Oil prices are up largely, almost entirely, because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the disruptions of Russian oil supply. Russia produces a lot of oil, exports a lot of oil, and that's come off the market. So it's just supply and demand. If you have, you know, less supply, and of course the economy is generating demand for oil, then, you know, prices have to go up, and that's exactly what's been happening.
President Biden's asking Congress to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes for 3 months. That would save about 18 cents a gallon on gas. He's urging states to do the same thing. The Kremlin was asked this morning about the possibility of a political settlement to the war in Ukraine. It's possible, said the Kremlin spokesman, after Ukraine meets all the Russian demands. No word on why this happened, but a helicopter crashed in West Virginia, killing all six people on board. The Weather Service is warning about that dangerous heat wave in the South. They're going to feel heat for the rest of the week. This is AP News. A not guilty plea from a man accused of trying to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Nicholas Roski from California was arrested outside Kavanaugh's home near Washington. An FBI agent's affidavit said he was armed with a gun and a knife, was carrying zip ties, and was dressed in black, and also called local police to say he had traveled from California to kill Kavanaugh. After his arrest, Roski told a police detective he was upset by a leaked draft opinion suggesting the Supreme Court is about to overturn Roe versus Wade, the landmark abortion case, and was also upset over the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, and believed Kavanaugh would vote to loosen gun control laws. Roski remains in custody. A tentative trial date was set for August 23rd. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Baltimore Ravens linebacker Jalen Ferguson has died. He was 26. No word yet on the cause of death. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Mike Rossi, reporting the Uvalde school police chief has been placed on leave. Pete Arredondo, the police chief for the Uvalde, Texas school district, was put on administrative leave Wednesday amid criticism of his decision to hold police officers outside Robb Elementary School as 19 students and two teachers were gunned down. The action came one day after Colonel Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, delivered a blistering assessment of Arredondo's actions before a state Senate hearing.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander.
McCraw testified that armed law enforcement officers were on the scene 3 minutes after the gunman entered the school on May 24th, but on Arredondo's orders, they waited for more than an hour in a school hallway. I'm Mike Gracia.
AP Sports, I'm John Leatherby. The Avalanche have a commanding 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Final following a 3-2 win over the Lightning.
Colorado erased a pair of one-goal deficits before Nazem Kadri beat Andrei Vasilevsky 12-02 into the extra session. Kadri was playing for the first time since breaking a thumb in the conference finals. Darcy Kemper bounced back from his poor performance in Game 3 to stop 37 shots. Andrew Cogliano scored the tying goal early in the third period for the Avalanche, who can wrap up the Cup at home on Friday.
There's the AP Radio Astros' Dave Ferry. Yordan Alvarez homered in his first two at-bats as the Houston Astros beat the New York Mets 5-3. Adam Spillane has more from Houston.
Alvarez capped an Astros four-run inning with a solo blast in the first, and then he notched his fourth multi-homer game of the season with another solo shot in the third. He has now hit 21 homers this season, and Astros manager Dusty Baker says he's locked in at the plate.
He's swinging the bat great, and if exit speed means anything, I mean, he is at the top of the world in exit speed.
Aaron Judge had two home runs as the Yankees edged the Rays 5-4 in St. Petersburg. Rob Refsnyder had a tie-breaking two-run home run as the Red Sox swept the Tigers with a 6-2 win.
Every game is important, but probably be lying to say like these aren't, you know, feels even more important to try to get a series win. We're going back on the road, so it's going to be tough to, you know, try to sneak out a couple wins.
The other American League winners, the Orioles, Blue Jays, Rangers, Guardians, Mariners, and the Angels. In the National League, the Padres, Dodgers, Marlins, Cubs, Braves, and Cardinals all posted W's. Tony Siragusa, the charismatic defensive tackle who helped lead a stout Baltimore defense to a Super Bowl title, has died. He was 55. Baltimore's 2000 team won the Super Bowl behind a defense that included Siragusa, Ray Lewis, and Sam Adams. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.
I'm Mike Gracia reporting a former West Virginia lawmaker gets 3 months for his role in the January 6th riot. Derek Evans, a former West Virginia lawmaker who live-streamed himself on Facebook taking part in the U.S. Capitol riot, was sentenced to 3 months in prison Wednesday. The 37-year-old Evans pleaded guilty to a felony civil disorder charge. He told the judge he is a good person who unfortunately was caught up in the moment. Evans, a Republican from Pritchard, West Virginia, had been sworn in as a member of the House of Delegates just weeks before the January 6th, 2021 riot. He was arrested 2 days later and resigned a month before the start of the legislative session. I'm Mike Gracia.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is calling on Congress to temporarily suspend federal gas and diesel taxes to ease pain at the pump. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says a 90-day federal gas tax holiday will not solve the issue of high prices,
but it will provide families some immediate relief.
He's urging states to suspend their own gas taxes or provide similar relief and wants oil companies to refine more and charge less.
I'm doing my part. I want the Congress, the states, and the industry to do their part as well.
But the president's past bids to lower prices have done little, and the gas tax holiday idea is largely unpopular among both parties. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell calls it silly.
Another ineffective stunt.
Congressional Democrats have long worried suspending the tax would just give oil companies more profits, with no guarantee drivers would benefit at the pump. Sagar Magani at the White House.
On Capitol Hill, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says gas prices are weighing on the economy.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Powell says the Fed will assess interest rates on a meeting-by-meeting basis. Police in San Francisco are looking for a suspect. Shots were fired on a subway train. One person was killed, another person injured. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers' bid to repeal the state's dormant abortion ban failed after Republican lawmakers convened and immediately adjourned a special session without taking any action. Several thousand cars, trucks, and recreational vehicles are backed up in long lines at entrances to Yellowstone National Park as it partially reopened today following record floods. The cost and scope of the damage from the floods is still being assessed. This is AP News. A powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 1,000 people.
Cell phone video provided by Afghanistan State News Agency shows victims hurt in a magnitude 6.1 earthquake early Wednesday, being treated outside of a clinic in a remote village near the border with Pakistan. The narrator describes a rush of injuries and asks for emergency measures to be taken. The earthquake could be felt at least 300 miles away in Pakistan and India. Images circulating online from Paktika province show destroyed stone houses with residents picking through clay bricks and other rubble, and people being carried into helicopters to be evacuated. The UN resident coordinator in Afghanistan says the response is on its way. Many international aid agencies left the country last year after the Taliban took over, complicating rescue and aid efforts. I'm Jennifer King.
A federal judge agreed to postpone a trial for the former leader of the Proud Boys and other members of the extremist group charged with attacking the U.S. Capitol. Abortion providers are bracing for a ruling from the Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. If Roe v. Wade ends, abortion providers anticipate protest, harassment, and other violence will increase in states where abortion remains legal. Amanda Kifferly with the Women's Center says tensions rose during the Trump administration, especially during the pandemic.
We were besieged by protesters who felt that abortion offices had been kept open, but houses of worship had been closed.
Clinics have been on heightened alert since the opinion leaked that Roe v. Wade may be overturned.
There is nothing you can do to stop a bad person from finding you. So what we have decided to concentrate on is the documentation so that we can go to court and we can justly accuse and sentence the people who need to be held responsible for these actions.
Abortion opponents have also been targets of violence since the draft opinion leaked. I'm Ed Donahue.
A fourth straight month of declining home sales in the U.S. Existing home sales dropped 3.4% in May compared to April, as increasing mortgage rates and record high prices discouraged house hunters. The National Association of Realtors says sales last month were down 8.6% from May of last year. But even as home sales slowed, home prices kept increasing. The national median price jumped nearly 15% in May from a year earlier to $407,600. An all-time high. I'm Mike Hempen.
James Rado, the co-creator of the musical Hair, has died in New York of cardiorespiratory arrest, according to his publicist. Rado was 90. I'm Archie Zaraletta with a look at his career.
Gimme head with hair.
That's James Rado singing. He not only co-wrote the lyrics for Hair the musical, he was the first to play Claude, the young man about to be sent to Vietnam.
Good morning.
Hair was Broadway's first rock musical. It caused a stir for using profanity, sexual references, a nude scene, and what many believed to be desecration of the American flag.
This is the dawning of the
age. Rado told the AP in 1993 the point of Hair was that there is more to life than what was taught to us, what he called a mystical message.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.